Time for Change Foundation is an organization that helps homeless women and children get off the streets and achieve self-sufficiency. And joining me now, I have Vanessa Perez, director of Time for Change Foundation. They have a special event coming up. We'll also talk about the foundation. Thank you very much for joining me today, Vanessa. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
So you've been my guest before, so you're not new to the program. But for those that don't know anything about you, tell us what you do for Time for Change Foundation and what the organization is all about.
So my title is the director. I am the executive director of the entire organization. I've been with Time for Change Foundation for going on 8 years now. I started as an intern in our communications department, and now I am leading the organization after our founder, Kim Carter, transitioned to the Bay Area in 2018.
So you are a real success story. You've come up from the ranks, and so you know this organization really well, I imagine.
I do. I've been there quite some time now, and so I know it really well.
So tell us, what is Time for Change? What is the organization all about?
Time for Change Foundation provides housing and supportive services to homeless women and children. Our mission is to empower disenfranchised low-income individuals and families by building leadership through evidence-based programs and housing to create self-sufficiency and thriving communities. And so our goal, our three main goals of the overall agency are permanent housing, to create entrepreneurship opportunities for our women, and to have thriving communities.
What part of the population do you serve? Who are the people that you are serving?
We serve homeless women and children. So single women, women coming home from prison, women that have experienced domestic violence, trauma, abuse. The only requirement that we have for a woman to come to Time for Change Foundation is that she has to be homeless.
So is all of the Inland Empire, Riverside and San Bernardino counties, or is it just San Bernardino County?
We serve the entire Inland Empire, and we've also received women from out of the state, up north. And in 2018, we expanded our services and our housing model to the Bay Area, and we opened up our Brighter Futures Home for Women and Children in the city of Hayward.
So you are expanding?
Yes, we're expanding.
Are there plans to keep growing?
Yes, absolutely. We have a home right now that is an emergency shelter for women and children, and we have plans to develop a 23-unit affordable housing apartment complex in the Bay Area.
Great. Now, what is the foundation's goal? What is your ultimate goal?
Our ultimate goal is to create thriving communities for families. When women come to Time for Change Foundation, we provide them an assessment that determines what their initial needs are for them and for their children. We get kids plugged into school, and then we start to develop a case plan, which is a self-sufficiency plan for our families, where our women can tell us what their goals are and what they want to achieve while they're here at Time for Change Foundation. And then we start working towards those goals.
Okay, now also tell me about some of the programs that you have within the organization, like the Mommy and Me program.
Right. So Mommy and Me is an activity that we do every week with our mothers and children. And the goal of that is to provide bonding experiences for the children and the mother. So a lot of the families that come to Time for Change have had CFS cases in their past. And so when they come, Time for Change works diligently to help reunify kids back with their moms. Since our inception, we've actually reunited 298 kids back out of foster care with their moms. And so that bonding is really crucial in the lives of these families because they've been separated for so long. Many of the children experience separation trauma, and when they come back with mom, they're coming back to someone who to them is a stranger. And so we're teaching moms how to interact with their children. We're teaching them how to communicate with them properly and how to spend that quality time so they can get that bond back.
And I imagine that if they've been homeless for any amount of time, trying to get used to a new routine, I imagine that can be quite difficult.
It can be at times. And so that's why at Time for Change Foundation, we're a very structured program. We have rules, and we work individually with each woman. So that way we can help them develop that stability that they need and teach moms how to create some type of program for their kids on a daily basis. And so when they wake up in the morning, they're doing their chores, they're getting their kids ready for school, making sure they have breakfast, taking them to school. And then when they come home from school, okay, here's a snack, here's dinner, putting them to bed at the proper hour, getting them showered and bathed, and the regular routine that many people might seem is a natural everyday thing that they do. These are some of the little things that we're teaching our moms how to do with their children.
You may have mentioned it earlier, but how many homeless women and children have you helped over the years?
Since our inception in 2002, we have helped over 1,700 homeless women and children reach self-sufficiency.
And do you have any success stories that you can share with us?
Absolutely. So I want to talk about Eileen. Eileen came to Time for Change Foundation in August. She came 2 weeks after she was released from jail. She didn't have her daughter in her custody, and so we were able to place her into our Women and Children's Shelter, Sweet Dreams. The next day, our case manager took her to court, and that same day, they granted her full custody of her daughter back. So we were really excited for her. It was such a happy moment, both for mom and her daughter, because she was able to come home with her. And so 3 months later, Eileen, she had been through all of our educational classes, financial education and money management, leadership development, life skills, 12-step education, relapse prevention, and she has been able to maintain her sobriety and gain employment. And so just this past Thursday, Eileen moved into her very own place with her and her daughter. So we're really excited for her. And on top of that, I moved out two other women this week into their own places after getting their kids back, getting employment, having a savings, and now they're able to be self-sufficient and live on their own and provide for their children.
Do you have any other success stories, possibly? That?
Oh my goodness,
I imagine
so
you have lots
many.
Of them, but to share an additional one with us.
Absolutely. So Crystal came to Time for Change Foundation. She was pregnant, and she had two twins that had been taken from her because of her substance abuse history. And so when she came to Time for Change, she was broken, she was hurt, and she was lost. And so we work with her, we wrap our arms around her and provide her with the critical services that she needs. And we provided her with support. And at Time for Change, we actually have an attorney that is on staff that works with each client. And so the attorney was able to work with her, look at her CFS case, and help her accomplish all of the requirements that she needed to do in order to get her kids back. And so when Crystal had her baby, she was afraid that CFS was going to take the baby from her at the hospital. But because she was stably housed at Time for Change Foundation, they came, they visited, and they found that that was a safe place for her to keep her son. And so a few months later, she got to increase her visits with her twins. And she started with a few hours to overnights to full weekends. And then they gave her a 30-day trial of having her twins back. And after the end of 30 days, she successfully gained full custody of her twins. And now she has all three of her babies in her custody.
Great. That is a great success story. Now, if someone is homeless and they're on the streets, how do they get in touch with Time for Change? How do you find these people to help?
Many of the women that come to Time for Change come through word of mouth. There might have been women who have successfully graduated the program, and they might have met them in the streets, met them at meetings, in the community somewhere. We also have women calling from other programs and service providers through the CES system, and some of them just Google homeless shelters for women. And so they give us a call. And what we do is we'll do an initial phone screen with them so that way we can determine what their immediate needs are. We'll schedule a face-to-face for them to come in. We sit down, we talk about what their needs are, explain a little bit more about the program so that they get a full understanding of what it is they'll be receiving from us. And then if we have the availability, we'll bring them in and then we'll start working with them.
Now, do you work with social workers as well that put you in touch with some of these homeless people?
We partner with a variety of social workers in the community. So we partner with the Department of Behavioral Health. We partner with Children and Family Services. And we partner with a lot of the other service providers and nonprofits in the community. So that way we're working collectively to help meet the needs of the women that we serve.
Speaking of working with other agencies, what other nonprofits do you work with other nonprofits?
Some of the other nonprofits that we work with in the community are nonprofits like Catholic Charities, Community Action Partnership, and we really just collaborate in order to meet those immediate needs of those that are homeless, that are in poverty, and that are really trying to get self-sufficient and overcome obstacles in their life.
Okay, now you have a special event coming up, a special fundraising gala. Tell us about the event. When is it, where is it, and what's the purpose?
Our 18th annual awards gala is going to be held on Friday, April 10th at the DoubleTree Hotel in Ontario. And I'm really excited because the theme this year is Vision 2020. Our future is crystal clear. So we're going to be highlighting the vision and the future of not only Time for Change Foundation, but the women and children that we serve, the vision for our kids to grow up and break cycles of poverty, the vision of women to overcome every single barrier that has kept them in a place of being impoverished, of being homeless. This year, we're honoring some prominent community members, including Linda Hart of the African American Mental Health Association, Clay Counseling Solutions, Dr. Guillermo Valenzuela. And I'm excited to share that we are introducing the inaugural Nancy Varner Angel Award in memory of Nancy Varner, co-founder of Stater Brothers Charities Believe Walk. And Nancy just did so much in the community. She had many other accomplishments, and we want to honor her and her legacy, especially the support that she provided to Time for Change Foundation over the years and her friendship with Ms. Carter. And so this year, the family chose to honor Nancy Negrete of Stater Brothers Charities. So we just want everyone to be able to come out and support and congratulate all of the honorees on their success.
Now, where can people get tickets? Where can they get more information? Can they actually be a sponsor?
Yes, we have tons of sponsorship opportunities. If you visit our website, www.timeforchangefoundation.org, you can find more information about the gala. You can also call our office at 909-886-2994.
Give that number again.
Our phone number is 909-886-2994.
And how much are tickets to the gala? Is it open to the public or is it an invitation-only event?
Tickets for the gala are $125. It is open to the community. So if you're listening right now and you're interested in supporting a great cause and helping homeless women and children get off the streets, then we would love to have you join us on Friday, April 10th for our annual gala.
Okay, now can they buy tickets online or how can they buy tickets?
You can purchase your tickets online through our website. So on our homepage, you can click the link that will take you to our registration page. You can also call us. We could do a payment over the phone. You can mail us a check. You can come visit our office. So we'd love to meet you.
Okay, great. Now tell us once again, let's reiterate, when is the gala? What date is it and what time and where?
Our 18th Annual Awards Gala, Vision 2020, Our Future's Crystal Clear, will be held on Friday, April 10th at the DoubleTree Hotel in Ontario, California. Social hour begins at 6, and the program will promptly start at 7 p.m.
And where can we get tickets again?
Tickets can be purchased on our website at www.timeforchangefoundation.org.
And I imagine they can get more information on that website as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, Vanessa Perez, Director for Time for Change Foundation, an organization that helps women and children get off the streets and achieve self-sufficiency. And we've also been talking about their special fundraising gala coming up. Thanks once again, Vanessa, for spending some time with me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.